Hi, this is Susan Smith Nash. I'm delighted to be here again in your podverse. I guess that's like a combination of podcasting and universe. Your podverse. Well, thank you for being enthusiastic about this excursion into e-learning and thoughts on e-learning. And today's topic is taxonomies of practice. The College of St. Justine had decided to develop its own learning object repository, LORE for short, for faculty members across the campus. The idea sounded good, but geology professor Horst Sherandon was annoyed. The proposed classification system, or taxonomy, was completely irrelevant to his purposes, he argued. Debbie Virtue, St. Justine's LORE project director, tried to maintain her patience. We are using a Google desktop search capability. Taxonomies are obsolete. Just type in a search term, Virtue said. Well, maybe that's okay for some learning objects, but it doesn't work at all where the discipline utilizes alternative classification schemes. Using Google search will result in incomplete results. Some data will be completely invisible, retorted Sherandon. That's impossible, said Virtue. She truly believed in the power of Google. I understand where you're coming from, but as we tag the objects or have information attached to them, if they are in one classification system, they may not be in the others, said Sherandon. Igneous petrology is a case in point, he said. We use three different classification schemes to describe the same igneous rocks. Each rock has three different names? I don't believe it. Wouldn't that lead to, like, chaos? Asked Virtue. Sherandon described igneous classification schemes, or taxonomies. So the first classification scheme for igneous rock was color and texture. The second one was modal, and that classified igneous rocks on the relative abundance of five minerals they may contain. The third taxonomy was called the normative classification scheme, and it arranged igneous rocks into suites, and each suite was characterized by a particular chemistry. Another similar challenge, said Sherandon, is with sedimentary rocks, in particular carbonates, including limestone and dolomite. As much as we would like to use a different approach or consolidate everything into a single taxonomy, we are prisoners of practice, said Sherandon. It is not something that just happens at St. Justine. It happens everywhere. Well, do you think the same thing might apply to other areas of endeavor? Asked Virtue. Quite possibly. It's definitely the case with carbonate rocks, said Sherandon. Well, I still maintain that a Google-type site LORE search will work, maintained Virtue, perversely. No, it won't. You'll just get incomplete coverage, or just one term instead of all three for the same rock, said Sherandon. Horst Sherandon and Debbie Virtue left the room. The atmosphere was definitely frosty. A week went by. Virtue asked the St. Justine LORE Committee to start investigating taxonomies, partly in an attempt to one-up Sherandon. In doing so, she made a discovery, the Living Taxonomy Project. Forgetting her desire to humiliate him, Virtue called up Sherandon. She was excited about her find. Horst, you will never believe what I found. Stacy Zemke, who is the founder of the Living Taxonomy Project, is developing a revolutionary way to accommodate competing classification schemes without having to resort to a site search for keywords, she said. Horst listened quietly, rather in shock about her change in attitude. Well, how is this different from what Stephen Downes has described in his work on ontologies and taxonomies in his website? Asked Horst Sherandon. Well, what I consider the Living Taxonomy Project to be is something of a taxonomy of practice rather than a definitive retrieval system, said Virtue. She went on to describe the possibilities of classification. A classification system could be descriptive. Alternatively, it could focus on function rather than form, or it could be about origin or provenance. All depended on the practice. Words are inherently slippery. Think about what post-structuralists and deconstructivists have maintained, Lakoff, Derrida, etc. They claim that the word itself creates the meaning and that taxonomies are simply agreed-upon conventions. Dean Pantagruel was eavesdropping and could not resist chiming in. Wow, that makes my head swim, said Virtue. Well, it should, said Dean Pantagruel. The multiplicity of interpretive possibilities has been around since St. Augustine and the Poetics. So, let's think about this. What does Alan Levine of Cogdog Blog have to say? I really respect his work, said Dean Pantagruel. According to Levine, it's a very contentious issue, said Virtue. And speaking of contentious, what does Amy Garan have to say? Continued Pantagruel. She tends to be inclusive rather than exclusive. I would say that her taxonomies are referential, and they're built on links or allusions, said Virtue. Cognitive dissonance, barked Dean Pantagruel. The more voices, the better. And, speaking of cognitive dissonance, I like what Nate Lowell has to say. Dusk was falling on the College of St. Justine. The ivy-covered clock tower loomed over the shadowed campus. As the campus sank into darkness, a full moon rose, and the bare branches of trees clawed the impotent sky. From the bowels of the brick and cornice building that housed the computer center and the new server dedicated to LearnOrama, St. Justine's proprietary learning management system, a piercing female shriek rent the skies. Peccatores ut nobis parcas, ut nobis indulgaes, ut adveram penitentiam nos perducere digneris. That was Latin. There was a long pause, and then a howl. Through our taxonomies, we know our deeds, and we seek forgiveness. Well, that's it. Maybe we'll have part two of this thing. Because I think, I just have a hunch that taxonomies are not solved in one little podcast. So, we have something to look forward to. A series. And something to classify. Thank you very much for listening. Please leave a comment if you'd like. I love hearing from you, and we will be in touch. This is Susan Smith Nash, and you have been listening to Thoughts on E-Learning.